Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Maypole Dance. This file is about a very interesting custom still practiced today in certain places, mainly in Europe, where in May there is a dance to celebrate spring and the changing of seasons. It's a very simple and yet beautiful ritual, one where a giant pole is stood with the ribbons tied to the top. And then, as many dancers, each taking one ribbon, dance around, it slowly creates a weave that covers the whole pole in a beautiful weave of color. Today, you will be one of these dancers. The instructions are very simple. Every other person will go clockwise, and the others will go counterclockwise. For the rest, you just weave in and out, letting someone pass on the inside and then being the one that passes on the inside yourself. And as everyone follows those instructions, all together, it creates a pattern. And the best part is that it's something that you all do together. Not just the dancers, but those playing the music for the dancers and the people around that cheer you on or clap in the beat. Such a simple yet communal feeling. It is the moment before the dance starts. There is no music yet. Everyone holding a ribbon, standing ready, facing each other, making sure that every pair is ready to move once the music begins. If you look up, you'll notice that all the strands, all the ribbons, are still just fluttering in the wind, unaware of what is about to happen. And then the music begins, slow at first, step by step, as you move one way, the one next to you moves the other, weaving in and out, step by step, slowly circling. And if you glance up, you might even notice the start of a pattern already emerging, slowly covering the pole. And as the music continues a little faster, allowing everyone to get into a steady rhythm where the movements in and out, slowly circling around, all feel naturally punctuated by the various instruments and the beat. In and out, weaving and bobbing, slowly creating a beautiful pattern all together. And as you might get swept up in the dance, allowing your body to move practically automatically, you may begin to wonder what it is like to be the pole. To start out standing as ribbons slowly descend from above, intertwining, a cascade of color that creates beautiful ripples until they settle around you. And as they move, they gently get tightened, but no more than is natural for the moment. Following each and every contour, the ribbons slowly create almost a cover for the whole surface, top to bottom. A blissful feeling of calm, as you'd be held in place and supported by every colorful ribbon wrapped around, woven together, weaving and alternating into one. And as the cover is slowly pulled further down, the pressure of the ribbons, a calming, gentle feeling, your attention slowly shifts back to the dance. Your body still moving around and around, in and out, sometimes looking, finding eyes to lock gaze with, and then moving further once again, everything smooth, happening so automatically that it barely requires any thought at all. Perhaps your imagination momentarily shifts back to the feeling of being covered. Your chest, your arms, until there's a stillness in your body that allows for that feeling to settle even deeper. Your hips, your legs. And if it covers you all the way down, you'd be floating right there, held by tens of ribbons woven into one solid cover, enveloping, holding. As your attention is momentarily pulled back to the dance, the flutter of the ribbon in your hand pulls your attention with it. What if you were the ribbons? Spread out at first, barely covering anything, so thin as to be practically invisible. And then, as all the pieces of your being come together, colors interlacing, weaving into a wonderful carpet of creation, intertwined and enveloping the surface. Instead of being covered, you'd be the one enveloping, holding, almost keeping, creating this beautiful union of one and the other, strengthening the bonds between the individual parts. From small pieces to a complex whole, enveloping the surface and creating a warmth that wraps all around. Each movement being part of the next and the last, leading into the future, connecting to the past. A tapestry of creation, the colors of the seasons, time and space, all working together to create this experience in and out, moving all around. Each piece essential for the whole, each step part of the dance, moving with the music, moving with your mind and body into a rhythm that allows for the creation of a complex, beautiful result. The movements on the ground as you return back to the earth you're standing on are but a blur. It all seems to flow so naturally, every step so light, almost floating. The movements so easy, as if you've practiced them your whole life. Familiar, simple, purpose. Each ribbon has a meaning, and yet, without the pole, without the others, it is nothing. It is all the elements together, every step of the dance, every beat, every completed circle. So many little things and beautiful, complex results. As the dance weaves around you, enveloping or letting you do the enveloping, covering or being covered, a union of creation. The music slows down, as do the dancers, your steps naturally matching theirs. It all feels so easy. The ribbons are being pulled tight against the pole. Not much is left. The final steps almost playfully awkward, and then it is done. The music stops. Everyone steps back, and there's a moment of silence. Well done. From here, it takes a few more moments to return to reality, allowing the energy of the dance, the feeling of togetherness, the purpose, to flow through you and inspire you. Create and creativity. Let spring fill your heart. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the dance.